You guys had a sour taste in your mouths against Goodland, but you know, another year later, completely different story, and to win on somebody else's home floor, how much does that add for you?
It's a really special moment. I'm glad to be here. This is the farthest Huguenin boys basketball has been in a while, and it feels really good that it's my senior year.
The slow start, you understand, nerves for both teams. What was it that pulled it together for you guys?
Our defense, for sure. We stepped up and held them to 39 points, which is great, and that was our main goal coming into this game.
What was it about the team tonight in terms of looking at to be aggressive? Where were your opportunities that you were able to take advantage of?
Well, we thought that we were faster than them, so we were going to get to the basket more, try to get fouled, finish, shoot and ones, and make our free throws. That was our game plan.
Their inability to hit from the outside, I know they're a good outside shooting team, but what did you do in concentrating on the perimeter that allowed them to just not be able to make many opportunities?
Well, they like to set a lot of ball screens, so from the get-go, we wanted to hedge, get up hard, and get a hand in their face, so it made it harder for them to shoot their threes.
Well, you'd move on, you face Holcomb again. Yep. Your thoughts on this, because you go back to the game in Huguenin, you had a shot. You had two shots to take the lead with about 5 minutes to go, couldn't convert on either opportunity,
right,
and they, of course, pulled away. Sick of time around with just 10 days ago, but what is it about facing them 10 days later that will allow you the opportunity to be able to try to beat them this third time around?
Well, I always think that it's hard to beat a team three times. So we're going in. We're going to play good defense, play good team basketball, and hopefully we can pull it out and go to state.